We're going to switch the subject a little bit, and we're going to continue fellowship, the lessons on prayer. The lessons of prayer on prayer you can get from the collected works of Watchman Witness Lee, 1959, Volume 4. Last week we shared chapter 3 and chapter 4. And chapter 3 is the man of a prayer, and chapter 4 is the life of a prayer. But the life of prayers is like a law already installed in us. So we have this life already in our being. So when we come to the Lord, we just spontaneously to have the prayer in us. Today, we're going to share the chapter 5 and chapter 6. Chapter 5 is the spirit of a prayer, and chapter 6, the mind of a prayer. I'm going to read three verses. This is for chapter 5, spirit of a prayer. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. That's how we're done in this morning. We worship our God in spirit and truthfulness. A second verse in Judah, praying in the Holy Spirit. And third is Ephesians 6:18, praying in spirit. The last verse is Romans 8:26. The Spirit himself intercedes for us. So concerning prayer, there is an ironclad law. Prayer must be in spirit. Amen. For in praying, you pray to God. And God is spirit. Amen. If a prayer in mind, emotion, and will, you cannot touch God. It is when the Holy Spirit utters a prayer in and with our spirit, we can touch God. As the children of a God have been regenerated and have a Holy Spirit dwelling within, our prayer must be in spirit to touch God and be answered. This is the first point we should be clear. And the second is praying requiring exercise of our spirit. If someone cannot pray well, is not waiting to pray, it must be because his praying faculty lacks exercise. Medical doctors tell us if you cover his eye from a light for 3 years, when cover removed, the eyes cannot not enable to see anything. The eyes have lost their function after such a long period not exercise. So never consider that since we have a spirit, then we surely can pray competently. The fact is, unless our spirit has gone through some exercise, we cannot pray and we're not enjoying prayer. Come to prayer meeting, sometimes you say, I don't know how to pray. You really, in the prayer meeting, you just follow the flow. Like this morning, we follow the flow. And brother, pray, we're not the earthly people. We're the heavenly people. Yeah. You just follow that burden. We are the we're the heavenly people. Yeah. Come to prayer. You say, I don't have a burden to pray. You just in the flow. God will impart a burden into you. I do not know anyone. But when you pray, the Spirit will tell you what to pray. You know someone is already not coming to the meeting for a period of time. If the dormant saints, you will have a feeding for them. Go back home, you will pray for them. That's God impart life into us. And the Spirit needs to be free. Freedom means having no bondage or anxiety. Once you are anxious over certain matter, you cannot pray. If you keep worrying your son who is studying abroad, your wife who is being treated in the hospital, and your business that is not making money, even good things can cause your spirit to be bound. You are unable to pray. A spirit that can pray is one who is not bound, entangled, but transcend and free. Amen. So that's chapter 5. Chapter 6 is the mind of a prayer. Here's, we know man is created in three parts. Spirit, soul, and body. The soul is a medium between the spirit and the body. The soul is our personality. Within the soul, a leading part is the mind. Both the emotion and the will are subordinate to the mind. Although prayer issues forth from the spirit, it must pass through the mind. Once the mind becomes improper, there is a problem with the prayer. Therefore, we pay attention to exercise our mind and renew our mind. Our mind, scriptures shows, due to a fall of man, human mind has become darkened and numb. Today, concerning the matter of committing sins, man has a very clever mind. But concerning the matter of seeking God, listening to his truth, his mind is very inadequate. So Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. At the time of regeneration, our spirit became renewed by the entrance of the Spirit of God into it. The Holy Spirit shines forth light from our spirit to enlighten our mind, dispel its darkness, and correct its perverseness. In renewing our mind, God gives us his Holy Word. That's word have inward with the spirit. The outward is the word, the Bible. Through the word, our darkened mind may be enlightened. Our perverted thoughts may be corrected. And the old mentality may be renewed. So this is renewed through the spirit and also through the reading the word, the Bible. And the mind has been renewed. Should it be very clean and bright? Such mind is also surely transparent. And the Bible, there's a good example. In the Old Testament, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, is a good example. Following the birth of Samuel, she went before God to offer her thanksgiving. When you read her utterance in prayer, you can sense that not only a shining spirit, but also sober mind. Since her mind was so as clear as a glass window, a spirit of God could directly utter words of a prayer through her spirit in a clear way. And then also, we need to set our mind on spiritual things. In order to set the mind in our spiritual things in a normal way, we need to think in a proper way. What is the proper way? For example, You think of the word consider the beauty of the word, beauty of the Lord and his work, or reflect how the Spirit lives within us. We need to think of these spiritual things. The utterance in the ministry of the word is a deposit being built up by minding the spiritual things. Amen. This morning, we come to the table. We really consider the Lord. He died for us, shed his blood, released his life through his water. And now we worship him, remember him. That's the spiritual things we need to dwell on. Amen. Lastly, the spirit of a mind. Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of a mind. Amen. The spirit of a mind denotes the presence of the spirit in the mind. The spirit has entered into the mind. This is a very striking point. Before the spirit was a spirit, the mind was the mind. But now, listen, the spirit and the mind have joined and mingled as one. When a person reaches this stage, he is deeper in the Lord. His spirit has spread to his soul. And his soul is under control of the spirit. And the mind has elements of the spirit within. There's also a very good example. If you read Daniel's prayer of a confession in chapter 9, you can see that the words are full of clear thoughts proceeding from a sober mind. And at the same time, they're full of a spirit because the spirit and the mind are mingled together. Amen. The mind is filled with the elements of the spirit. This is the mind of a spirit. Amen. God's economy is working himself into us. Amen. Start from a spirit, then into our soul, first into our mind. Through prayer, we really can see the spirits enter into our mind, enter into our soul. The elements of the spirit in our mind. I just very, very get a help from this point. I'm concluding here. This is what I shared, the spirit of a prayer and the mind of a prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.